My next guest here on From the Press Box to Press Row is no stranger to the program. As a matter of fact, he's probably joined us here on the program over the last 12 years more than anybody else. He's a Bethune-Cookman graduate in his second season as the head baseball coach at FIU. Mervell Melendez joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Coach Melendez, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me once again. Excited to be back in the program.
I want to start here, Coach Melendez. Your first year with Florida International as the head man was last year. I just want to get your thoughts on last year, where you guys finished 31-27.
I thought we overachieved at times. We had a mature ball club, but a ball club that has, you know, had not had success in the past. And of course, when you have new coaching staff, there's a new philosophy, there's a new way of playing. There's a lot of things that they need to do. Very talented group, but of course, by virtue of us being new, I didn't expect them to do as well as I thought we did throughout the season. So a lot of credit to them. They worked extremely hard. They were very good players, but good people as well. So we're going to miss them, and we're looking forward to getting a young group together that is excited and eager to get going this season.
As I look through your schedule on last year, I mean, you had some pretty big wins. I mean, you know, when I look at you, you played Miami a number of times last year. You guys are right there in the same area. A couple of pretty big wins. You're no stranger to Miami, having coached certainly at Bethune-Cookman. But how big a rivalry is that between FIU and Miami?
It is. It kind of got renewed. Now, Jim Borders and I have had a long-standing relationship when I was at Bethune and also at Alabama State. We came down and we played them. And like you said, Miami's Miami, and everybody knows who Miami is, and they know the national championships, they know the program. So it was very good to renew, FIU renew that, you know, the games with them. And you know, of course, yeah, we played well against them. You know, we happened to beat them, you know, a couple of times when we played, 3 out of 4, but we all know that every year is different, and we have the utmost respect for their program, for their coaching staff, and the players that they have. But it was a necessity, I think, for the city, for the baseball community here in South Florida to renew the relationship and renew, you know, going back and forth and playing them and see what happens. Those kids wanted to do it. The local players wanted to play against each other. They know each other, and it's good to have baseball back here, college baseball back in South Florida, the way that it's supposed to be.
Again, 31-27 last year, and I look at your schedule to begin 2012. It starts this weekend, as a matter of fact, a weekend series with Missouri. Your first 12 games are at home. How important is it for you and the Panthers really to get off to a great start with the first 12 games being at home?
We do, but we also know that we're opening up with a very, very good team, very strong team out of the SEC in Missouri, a team that is going to be very, very good on the mound. And offensively, they did a very good job last year as well. So they got off to a really good start last year. So we know what we're getting ourselves into. And although being at home, it will be very, very challenging, regardless of what the schedule says. You're sleeping in your own bed and you're staying home. You don't have to do all that traveling. We're playing a very, very tough team, and to get off to a good start, it will be important. But you know, we also want to learn about our team. We want to learn what triggers us. What are the things that we still need to work on after the first weekend, and continue to get better. So it's kind of, you never want to treat it as a tune-up, of course, because you want to win every single game, but it's going to tell us a lot about our team.
Mervell Melendez is the head baseball coach at FIU in his second season. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Run. Coach Melendez, not to look too far ahead, but towards the latter part of this month, Grambling comes to you, and then immediately after that, Florida A&M comes to you as well. How important was it for you to schedule teams that you had a great familiarity with?
Well, once again, we have a relationship with Coop since, you know, the first year that we got into the league, into the SWAC, when I started coaching at Alabama State, and also had a relationship with Jeremy Shoup, and They both do a very good job with their teams, and we know that for them and for us, it's important to play good people. It's important to play good teams that are going to test you early and are going to expose some of your weaknesses. And, you know, likewise, you get to see some of the good things that your team will do. But the relationship piece, I think, is important to continue in college baseball. You develop those friendships with those coaches, and you want to continue those. And we're happy that we get to host them here shortly. And excited, and not only this year, but hopefully we can continue, you know, different coaches, different teams, and bring them here to South Florida, especially early in the year.
Some of the personnel, tell us who you're expecting big things from this upcoming season.
Right now, Eddie Silva is one of our returning players. He suffered a season-ending injury, by virtue of having Tommy John surgery. So we're expecting him to come back and be very strong, be a leader on this team, of course. Another one that comes to mind is Andres Nunez on the mound, also returning from an injury where he didn't actually play last year. And both of them have really, really had good preseason games, and fall. The fall was very good for them, went very good for them. So those two come to mind only because they have been here in the program. They have committed to us and fully committed to doing whatever it takes to have this team win. And I'm hoping that both of them have really, really, really strong season. But, you know, on top of that, we have a really strong core returning from last year. Tyler Myrick and McDonald and Valdez, where all three of them were freshman All-Americans. We're expecting good things out of them. And incoming, of course, we have Logan Allen, Christian Santana, that will be very, very good on the mound for us. So many players that we expect good seasons from. But, you know, like I said before, we get to find out what we're actually made out of, and we have to be patient with all of them as well.
Marvell Melendez, the head baseball coach at FIU, joins us here on the program. So just before we came on, I was talking with you. You mentioned the fact that you guys have, what, a new stadium or some renovations going on to your stadium currently?
We do. We actually have renovations going on right before the season starts. So they started about 3-4 months ago. We are renovating a locker room facility, which is going to be state-of-the-art with a kitchen and lounge, new locker room facility. We're also building a ground-level suite behind home plate for the fan experience, and revamping kind of the whole entire stadium. It's getting an up facelift and with fresh new paint and some things on the stands and outside of the stadium. So it will have a different look to it, a little bit of the same, but a different and a newer look, and the players, I think, will enjoy that as well.
Obviously, you have more resources at FIU than you had at both Bethune-Cookman and Alabama State. That's not a knock. That is what it is. But how much does that allow for you to appreciate both the time that you had both at Bethune-Cookman and Alabama State, and then to appreciate the resources you now currently are able to have at FIU?
Well, I'll say this, though. I think at Bethune and Alabama State, their administration did a wonderful job getting us what we needed to be able to win. I was very picky in the things that were necessity, and didn't waver on that, and they were able to find that for us. And here at FIU, this place is no different. Pete Garcia is an amazing boss. Our AD does a tremendous job taking care of the coaches and the programs. He's taken it to a different level, of course. As we mentioned, we have renovations probably upwards in the $3 million range. And we're really happy with the commitment that the university has made towards baseball. But it all spearheaded by Pete Garcia, and, of course, Dr. Rosenberg, our president, has backed him and has done a great job supporting our program as well. So excited that we get this treatment, and looking forward to many great years here at FIU. But I think everything, you know, happens for a reason, and the places such as Bethune and Alabama State get you ready for a place like here at FIU.
Sure. Last two thoughts. Jose Vasquez, now the head coach at Alabama State, a longtime assistant under you, is doing a really good job there at Alabama State. Your thoughts on the job that he's doing there? Are you all able to kind of talk a bit throughout the course, or at least last year, throughout the course of last season, or even during the offseason?
Well, extremely proud of what he's done. Of course, he spent 14 years with me as an assistant coach, and also played for me, along with Drew Clark and Matt Crane. Our lives are a little bit busy, so we don't get to communicate as often as we need to, and especially with the season coming up and the construction that we have going on. But nevertheless, the foundation that he has laid on my career and vice versa, I think is strong, and I think it has made us both better coaches, better people, and not only for our players' sake, but for our families. And I think it's important to know that, you know, those years that we spent together were great years, and on top of that, we kind of learned from each other on the do's and don'ts and comparing notes and how to win ball games and how to run a really good baseball program.
And lastly, as you should have led off with this, and speaking of family, how is your family doing there in your native Puerto Rico after the hurricane? And I just want to kind of get your thoughts on also some of the things that are currently, you know, being done or not being done there in Puerto Rico.
They're actually going as well as they can during this time. My father actually just got here this past Saturday from the island. We were able, me and my son, actually my oldest son, we were able to go to Puerto Rico for 3 days and make a donation there to the Perfect Girls Club. They are in need of coolers, and their electricity is not fully functional on the whole entire island. But they're working towards progress. The island is very strong people, people that are goal-oriented. And I think that within the next year and a half, you're going to see some sort of normalcy on the island. And I hope that the kids that are able to play baseball before, that were able to play baseball before, can get back to it, as the resources in the fields and the parks are not accessible as they were before. So it is challenging to play the sport that they love, but I think they're doing the best job that they can at this point.
Merville Melendez in his second season as the head baseball coach at FIU, joining us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. The Panthers open the season, a weekend series this weekend against Missouri. And Coach Melendez, we appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Panthers this season.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you for having me on the show once again.
Up next here on From the Press Box to Press Row, NASCAR Rookie of the Year, Eric Jones.